5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Hello to you, fat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Hello.
James, how are you? Good to see you.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, beautiful day.
Beautiful.
And a big show coming up.
Beautiful.
Nice Thursday helping. Nat Fyfe. Just re-signed 2 years.
2 years, Kim.
With the Fremantle Dockers, twice a Brownlow medalist, star of the game, and he's going to be a one-club player. Love that.
Yep.
I see Topics Brownless. I'm not sure about it. I see Dangerous Dave.
Oh, yes.
From Sydney, because, of course, he's over there listening to the Fooies.
He's gone up to Sydney to pinch some lunch.
Yeah, that's it. Lawrence O'Toole.
Oh, the wood chopper. Oh.
Wood chopper extraordinaire, world champ, 300 times. He's won. And then I see Fat has been on another radio station. We're going to get to the bottom of that as well.
Very popular.
I don't reckon.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm very confident not.
They handed me a check and said, write your own check. You can come here and work for us.
Because that's what happens. You get paid in checks.
Checkbook.
2023.
Hello, Jim. How are you? Fat. Been playing golf.
I have hit balls, not playing, sadly, but beautiful day. So I went down there.
You know how I know?
How?
You've still got your golf shoes
I
on.
I have. Well, they're,
could have changed.
They're not necessarily golf shoes. You wear these as well.
Yeah, but what's on the bottom of them?
Yeah, that's different. But the top's exactly the same.
No, I don't. I've got boots on.
It is fun.
No, I didn't. Hello, Reps.
This is Larry from our studio audience. What's coming up, Larry?
Coming up, we spill the tea on the right way to pee. Plus, we catch up with Matchbox 20 frontman Rob Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Rob Thomas.
It's Larry from The Office.
Our Larry. From here, Jim. He was in the audience last night.
Nice.
Got him up, and that's Larry. He loves his music. Loved the Ed Sheeran listening party that he went to.
He went to the forum.
Oh, right, okay. I wonder what the hell you're on about.
Went to the forum.
Yeah,
in the
instead
city,
of the forum down the,
just down the road.
Right, okay, I get it.
But good to hear from you, Larry. Good work. He's doing some good work, Lorenzo. Wap, wap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap, 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 rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
As you said, Jimmy boy, Nat Fyfe signed a 2-year contract extension, 214 games he's played.
Star.
And you know what they've done well? They brought him in nicely. I think he started with a quarter, then went to a half, then three quarters. So he's going along nicely.
His
body must be good. We'll ask him that. Yep. The tribunal, Jim, has upheld the one-match ban for Dane Zorko.
Yes.
For the contact near the opponent's eyes.
Yes.
So that's interesting. And Jaeger O'Meara will miss a week for his tackle on Charlie Spargo. Interesting. I'll tell you what was interesting last night. The Cats, with pick six in the AFL mid-season draft, they picked up Mitch Hardy, who's a mature player, Jim. I think he's about 25 or 26 years of age. He could easily play this week.
From where?
From over there in the Sandful at Woodville West Torrens.
Yep.
Used to be the Woodville Woodpeckers.
Woodpeckers.
He could play. Could easily play for the Cats Saturday night.
Just
against.
Just go straight in.
Straight in. Because they've got not a lot of depth.
Sure, he doesn't go straight in.
I think
for the reigning premiers.
Well, he could, mate. Taking on the Dogs. They need some midfield stuff there. Oh, this is a lovely story. Do you know who Harvey Harrison is?
Is the debutant for the
Well
Pies?
Done, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
So the club, Collingwood, got him up to in front of all the boys today, and he had to read a letter to the players.
Obviously, you guys know we've got a really good platform, you guys and the club, to promote different causes. We've just got another one that came to us really late this week for this weekend, but I think it's a cause you guys are going to get around. H is just going to give some background info on it.
This weekend is a significant and special weekend for the club, as AFL team heads to Perth to play the West Coast Eagles at Optus Stadium. It will be a very important day in the club's history as Harvey Harrison makes his AFL.
They
do it well, clubs.
They do.
They got someone there that has to think of something better than the last club.
That's it.
They do. It's hard to do. That is. Well, good on you, HH.
My day, you found out by the newspaper.
In your day.
Can you believe that?
In the what? The cricket?
The first time I got picked to play for WA, I found out by getting the West Australian delivered.
No.
100%.
Fair.
No one said, by the way, you're playing this weekend.
The footy show as well used to break TV.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly right.
So it's much better now.
Used to break stories too.
Well, now they get players in to hand jump, pass players to hand jumpers and caps in cricket over it. They, I agree with you. It's a much nicer way of doing it.
Port Adelaide, interesting, have dropped Tom Jonas, the captain, not playing this week. He missed a week last week because he was out suspended for a game. Mm-hmm. But hasn't been brought back into the side, the captain.
That's how well they're going.
They are flying, Jimmy boy.
Well, speaking of Adelaide.
What?
What happened over there? Are you getting to that?
Speaking of flying, the Maroons.
Well, what happened to your mob? Had the game done.
Done and dusted. League. Again.
Again.
Again. I tell you what, you've got to take your hat, your dipshit lid to Queensland.
Yes.
Because they were down and out again, Jim. Injuries, sin bins, they weren't going to win. And they found something.
Found a way.
They find something every bloody time.
What about old Fittler on the roof?
He's not happy. The Fittler.
Not happy.
No, he's not playing tonight.
No.
But well done. And Billy Slater.
Yes.
He's going beautifully
Legend
there.
Grows.
48,613 there.
That's a good crowd.
Good crowd at Adelaide. Well done there. They were down by two with 7 minutes to go.
Yep.
And 12 players, Jim.
Mm.
And we got Cam Munster's try.
We certainly do.
Comes to Cherry Evans, kicking down the blind side. Squeal to Nesco forward. Oh, ripped out of his hands by Collins. Gets it on the Munster. Game over. Queensland will win. Munster boots the ball into the second tier of the Riverboat Stand. And this is one of the great nights in Queensland origin history.
If you go to Triple M NRL on Instagram, Wally Lewis almost jumps out of the commentary box.
Fair dinkum. I saw him in the rooms after it. Very happy there.
The former legend, Maroon.
Exactly.
Yep.
They've done it again. They keep doing this. The last couple of years, they won last year's series in an upset.
They were rank outsiders in that series.
And last night.
What's going on with your lot, Fat?
I think they're just happy with themselves.
Right. They better start looking to turn things around.
I think he's dropped it.
He has Tanazi.
Mm-hmm.
Kokkinakis, Jim. That's cock to me. No. He's got to think about it. Kokkinakis.
Yeah, you do.
Had his biggest win of his career. He defeated Stan Wawrinka.
Wawrinka, yes.
Yes. At the French Open. 3-6, 7-5, 6-3, 6-7, 6-3. Five sets.
That'd be five sets,
Five sets, Jim. And Alex Diminor plays tonight, plays old. Oh, no. And Max Purcell, too. Old Purse. Oh, good luck to Purse over there at the Frenchie.
Who they got?
Just say they play tonight. They play Knackers Coleman.
Knackers Coleman.
Yes, and Dave Day.
Dave Day. Dave Day.
Dave thinks, Dave. I don't know who they play, Jim. I couldn't be stuffed looking up that. I just know the Aussies.
I couldn't be stuffed looking up that.
Well, it's just about the Aussies.
Yeah, righto.
Anything else you'd like to know?
Nat Fyfe.
Yes, coming up next. Live.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I know what happened, Jim. It must have been two all.
You had a seizure?
No.
Right now on Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, fresh off inking a new deal, it is Nat Fyfe from the Fremantle Footy Club.
And there's punches everywhere. Fyfe has grabbed it. And Fyfe has kicked an absolute belter. Great smother. Fyfe again. Kicks it.
Long kick to Fyfe.
Inside attacking 50, though, for the Fremantle Dockers. Five!
Champion of the game, Bill. That's the way you describe this man. Twice a Brownlow medalist, three times best and fairest, three times All-Australian.
Captain.
And a captain, of course. And now he is a docker for life, and he joins us from the West, I presume. Fyfe, as we welcome you, where are you?
James Bill, yes, I am in Cottesloe, Western Australia.
Oh, God's country there, of course. Now, well done. That must, firstly, be a great relief, but you're one of those blokes I would have battled to see you wearing someone else's jumper, I reckon.
Yeah, and there was never any real possibility that I was going to be able to pull on any other jumper. Retirement would have been the next choice, I would have thought. But, yeah, happy to have the deal done, and I can focus on just getting back to playing some good footy and working with the team the rest of the year.
Fyfe, Billy here, mate. Well done. How is the body? Because it's been a nice little build-up. You started with a quarter, and then you played a half, then you played a three quarters. So it seems to be going okay.
Yeah, Billy, it's funny how the world works. I absolutely hated the rule when they brought in that substitute.
Yes.
And now it's worked quite nicely for me to be able to integrate me back into playing. So I've played a half, a three quarters, and then a full game last week, and we'll be set hopefully now to play full games the rest of the year and feeling pretty good. as you know, it takes a little bit to get your body up to AFL match fitness, and I think I'm on the way up to there now.
Exactly right. I probably don't know as much as what you would about match fitness, but it must be great to be out there with the boys, and then the best part of it, singing the song in that 10 minutes after the game. That's the best part of playing footy with your mates.
Absolutely. The first 2 weeks I had to run after the game, so I missed the song. But it's been nice. Footy looks a little bit different now at 31 and having a few knocks and bruises to have to deal with every week to get up and play. But just after spending a lot of time in the altitude chamber and on the cross trainers the last few years, just to be amongst the group and enjoying the highs and lows and a few wins in a row, it's been nice.
4 wins in a row, just outside the 8 on percentage, but nice momentum too for Freo. It's starting to look really good. It's starting to look like last year.
Yeah, we won't get too carried away, and probably wasn't as doomsday at the start of the year as maybe they were painting in the media over here, and probably isn't as good as it reads at the moment. But 4 in a row is some good momentum, James, you're right, and we have just had a week off, so the boys are fresh and looking to the back half of the season. But yeah, just one game in front of us, which is the Tigers next week, and they were pretty impressive against Port last weekend, so we'll see how we go against them.
4 in a row, Jim, as you said. That includes Melbourne, the Cats and Sydney. So some good wins there. And it just happens that Fifey's back in the side. And
makes a difference.
Just doing some of his best work, of course. You ever sit down and think, what am I going to do if I don't play on? What do you got outside of footy? You still driving those bloody trucks out there at Lake Grace?
Not much going on, to be honest, mate. Now I do often think about that, probably more than I should at times, because this is just a small part of our journeys and what it looks like. Who knows? There is some trucks involved, but whether I will be here in Australia post footy, who really knows, mate?
Might be going overseas, or tell you what, you'll be over here at Crown. Oh, we used to have a nice little deal at Crown, and they get him in there.
Love that one.
I don't think it's on the go anymore. We haven't been sighted at Crown for a couple of years, but there were some good times there at Crown.
We had a few good nights, so it was enjoyable.
There'll be a surf involved wherever you end up going, Fifey.
There will be a wave, yes, and just spent 2 days down in Yelling Up. So with plantar fasciitis and a little bit of a meniscal issue and 6 shoulder reconstruction, surfing gets a bit more tricky, but got in the water this week, which is nice.
6 shoulder operations?
Yes, over the 15 or 14 years, yep. One of them went awry, so I had to do that one twice.
Does everything else work in the body? All good?
Everything that needs to.
Righto. Hey, a couple of young, exciting players. Jai Amos, of course, the NAB Rising Star nominee. He's just developing nicely.
Sure is, yeah. He had a lacerated kidney last year and missed most of the season. Busselton boys are from the country and actually lived with me for the year last year. So taught me about country music and I taught him how to clean his room from time to time. Good. But he's going to hopefully go on and turn into a power forward for us, as is Josh Tracy. They're both putting together some reasonable seasons.
And Luke Jackson, he's coming along nicely, is he? What is he, Fifey? A ruckman, forward, or forward ruckman?
No, he can be whatever he wants, I reckon. He's endured all of the scrutiny that comes with Godfather deals and changing teams, and he's handled himself really well. The players absolutely love him here, as they did at Melbourne, and now he's starting to play some good footy for us. With Sean Darcy being out for a couple of weeks, he's going to have to spend more time in the ruck, but yeah, that's the versatility of the big man.
Good.
I also like the look of Matty Johnson, Fifey. I played cricket with his dad back in the day. He was a handy A-grade cricketer over there in Perth, but he moves nicely and has a nice set of hands.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's 192, so he's sort of in your Cripps Bontempelli mould. He's 88 kilos now, and they're trying to pull the reins back on him body weight-wise, but he'll turn into a 92-3-kilo power midfielder. So, yeah, we've got some depth with sort of Jagger O'Meara, Will Brody, and a few of those coalface-type operators sort of bolstering our midfield group.
And to be fair, with you, a couple of years left, but the big body, they need another one because, geez, you got some midgets in that middle part of the ground.
Yes,
we do have some in and under types, you might call them.
Caleb Sarong, they're hardly touching the bloody hip, your hip bone.
Yeah. They're good at ground balls. They are really good at those.
So Koski? How do you say that?
Switkowski.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm surprised you know all these boys, Billy. That's fantastic.
Oh, no, I love Frio. Only when you play Fifey, I only watch them then. Oh, Driscoll, he's going all right. They're coming along nicely, aren't
Brandon
they?
Walker.
Okay. Yep. No, we've got some depth in that sort of 18 to 23, as all clubs seem to have. But it's developing them to turn into consistent AFL footy players is the magic.
Right. I always want to pick your brains as we let you go on the next trip away. I think did I see Costa Rica, and then you drifted past Monterey and played golf at Pebble Beach.
So who is this?
You always So what's the next one look like?
Ooh.
There's talk of a trip to a surf trip to the Mentawai Islands with, I think Mark Howard's been on to me about sort of getting over there and having a bit of a wave. But outside of that, possibly you've got to get to India, and then I'll be back in the States for some training to try and scrounge out the last couple of years of my career.
Wow.
Love it.
Howie will try and get you to do a podcast, so just be careful.
I think you've already done one.
Already done one. I don't think it rated that well, so I don't think they'll be sick of it.
Hey, I love the one club player thing. I'm old and romantic about it, and the fact that you're a Docker for life is a brilliant result for the club and for yourself. Well done. Enjoy the rest of the break, and good luck with the second half of the season.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers for having me.
See you, Fifey.
Fremantle and AFL champion Nat Fyfe on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, my R's and my W's, I get mixed up.
Do you?
George so, Bill, Rubble U Bush.
George Rubble U Bush.
Time for a phoner with one of the best prizes up for grabs, a $200 Crown dining voucher. Yeah. Use a Jing Tai, Coco, Silks, Bistro G or The Pub, Bill.
Oh, how good's that? Mm-hmm. They're all good restaurants and I love The Pub.
All right. Topics Brownless.
Yes, hello, welcome to the show. Who are you related to Unusual? 133353. Who are you related to Unusual? This is on the back of Tony Chomp Jones thinks, Jim, for some reason, somehow, he thinks he's related to the very attractive Jimmy Bartel.
No.
Jimmy Bartel.
No man could look less like Jimmy Bartel than the Chompers.
That's right. If you said maybe Austin Powers, you'd say yes. Chompers is related to Austin Powers. Yes, yes. Tom. So that's the question. It's a very easy question. 133353, a $200 Crown voucher. Go to all those magnificent joints. Mm-hmm. Same again, Raps.
Jing Tai, Coco, Silks, Bistro G or The Pub.
Who are you related to Unusual?
Who are you related to Unusual? Have you got one off the top of your head?
No.
While we wait for him to ring?
No.
I got one. Dennis Pagan. I've told you that before.
You're related to Dennis Pagan. Mm-hmm. How?
Just through the lines. Raps?
Through the lines.
Apparently, well, I'm related to Dennis Banks through my nana's side.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Unusual.
Viv Richards.
No. Nothing. If you put you there and Viv there, there's nothing at all.
Viv?
No.
Not, so fat.
No, Jim.
Well, I'm as related to Viv Richards as you are to Dennis Pagan.
You get Dennis on LT. I think it's the Spencer side.
Really?
Yes, which actually, by the way, down the
track. Oh, here we go. Princess Di?
Lady Di.
Oh, exactly. Oh, Dennis Pagan.
That is true.
Lady Di.
Yes, and right. Me.
Viv Richards?
No.
Clive Lloyd?
No. Both N-O, Jim. No. 133353. Who are you related to Unusual?
$200 Crown dining voucher up for grabs. Experience great food, cold drinks and the excitement of live sport at Crown. Catch every bounce on the mega screen at The Pub. There is no place like Crown. Crown practices the responsible service of alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We're missing the elephant in the room.
Uh-oh.
It's not an elephant.
Right now, Bill, you're asking our audience, who are you related to? Unusual.
Well, it's on the back of Chompers. Chompers Jones thinks he's related to Jimmy Bartel. Yeah. No. Maybe Austin Powers. We've got a lot of callers now, James. Let's go to Jared in West Creek.
You don't have to speak with your teeth out. Hello, Jazz.
How you going, boys?
Who are you related to, Unusual Jinx?
I'm related to the Rocker Boys, Anthony and Saverio.
Oh, that's nice.
How?
I believe they're my mum's cousins, but we've never met them because my mum was adopted. So Yes, but she was born a rocker.
Well, I have met and know both of them, Jared, and they are ripper blokes.
Good boys.
The Rockers, ripper blokes.
They're solid boys too.
Oh, yeah. Big boy. Are you a big boy?
Nah, mate. Nah.
Can you kick?
I didn't get those genes. No, I gave footy up in juniors. So I was no good.
Yeah, all right. Maybe not related.
Yeah, maybe not.
Stay there, Jazz. Dee's in Berwick. Hello, Dee.
Dee.
Hi, how are we?
Going well. We're asking the question, who are you related to unusual?
All right, so mine's really unusual. Yeah. My uncle did our family tree and found out one of our ancestors was the person who taught Sir Winston Churchill how to fire a musket.
Wow.
A long time ago.
A very long time ago.
He was a funny little fella, a little chubby thing, wasn't he, old Winnie?
Only one of the most influential political figures in the history
funny
of mankind.
Funny little chubby thing.
A funny little chubby thing.
He was. In the bath. Right. See him in the bath, that photo.
He's not right today.
Dave, stay there, Dee. Dave in Mount Evelyn. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Jimmy, how you going?
Good, man.
Hello, Dave.
Now, who have you got fatty? As a relation yeah, unusual?
Fatty. my grandfather's related to Charles Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie! Has he got a little moustache?
No.
Not alive
no,
anymore.
Not with us anymore.
No, or did he?
No.
Oh. No.
Now, what the story went many, many years ago. He used to say that Charlie always said to him before he got really big, let's go to America. And I always heard the story and I was always sort of a bit sceptical about it. Anyway, my mum recently got a book about Charles Chaplin and it lists in there where he stayed with his uncle, which was my grandfather's father.
So
everything lines up and it's all true. Right. So. Well,
he never spoke.
Who?
Charlie.
Yes, he did.
In movies? Or
in movies,
full
I'm
stop.
Talking about. Okay. I've never seen
silent movies. What do you say?
Yeah, silent movies.
Is it true that he went in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike and come third?
Oh, it could be.
You heard that one, Jim?
I haven't heard that, no, Fat. But anyway,
what do you think? I just made it up.
I do. Hmm. I think you make a lot of things up, like Dennis Pagan.
That's true.
And Nick in Bunyip. Hello, Nick.
Nick.
How are we going?
Good, Nick. Who are you related to unusual?
I'm similar to one of the other callers. Mum did a family tree about 10 years ago and found out we are related to the lady on the back of the $20 note. Her name's Mary Reby.
Right.
And I felt ripped off because I used to say to Mum, well, why don't we get like free $20 notes then.
Yes. So. That's right. I've got a $20 note here, Jimmy boy.
Tell me a bit about Mary Reby.
Oh, no idea, mate. Just looking back and then found it was a relation of some sort.
That's her.
Down the lines.
She wore glasses and had one of those things over her head, a tea cozy.
Yeah, didn't get any free $20 notes. Right.
I don't know what she did, Mary.
Well, we'll see if we can find out for you.
Yeah.
Stay there, Nick. Yeah. Daniel Terralgan. Hello, Dan.
Jing, Fat, how are we?
Good. Daniel's son. Who do you know?
Okay.
Who do you know?
I know a lot of people, thanks. John O'Brien, fourth cousin.
No.
Oh, Lego head.
Big Lego head.
Are you a Brown or a Mugovan?
Neither.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a bit further down the tree.
Righto.
How do you know that?
Ancestry.com or something like that.
I'll tell you what, head down Coroit Way, Dan, man. Oh. They are everywhere.
Lego.
I've heard that. I have heard that.
They own the joint.
The Lego's set down there.
All right, nice. Yes. Anyone else, Bartholomew?
No, that's it.
Righto. Oh. So who did you like there, Fat?
Well, some interesting ones.
Fatty.
Fatty?
G'day, Fatty.
Hello, Fatty. Yes. Dave, who reckons he was related to Charlie Chaplin,
righto,
Jim.
Yes.
And he had a good little case there. So what does Dave win?
Dave-o, we are sending you a $200 Crown dining voucher, mate.
Have you liked anyone there, Jim?
Dave? Get a bit more excited about things, Dave. Well, have a listen to Dave. He's left the phone on having a conversation with someone.
With the doll. Just won $200 a crown, doll. We're going.
Fantastic.
Where have you been, Dave?
What are you doing, Dave?
I'm working, mate.
What are you doing?
I'm a mechanic, so I've got to work.
I'm a mechanic. Yes.
Nice. Well done, Dave.
Find too many mechanics anymore.
Well done.
Hey, down the bottom there, read what Mary did, Jim.
Hello.
After gaining freedom.
Convicted of horse stealing.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then after gaining freedom, she was viewed by her contemporaries as a community role model and became legendary as a successful businesswoman in the colony.
There you go.
Good on you, man.
Old Reebza.
With tea cozy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I don't reckon it's a tea cozy.
It is.
Do we like anyone else quickly?
To Laura right. Ashley.
Daniel from Traralgon. If you're related to John O'Brown.
Brown.
Dan, we're going to send you a $200 Nina and Pasadena voucher, mate.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Enjoy that, Dan, man.
On you, Dan.
On you, boys.
Support your team in style, by the way. All 18 teams with a range of tees, hoodies and jackets at ninaandpasadena.com. Coming up, Dangerous Dave.
Well, he's dangerous.
Ooh. All the way.
But what, is he now going to confess to stealing the lasagna?
Well, he went to something very special in Sydney. We'll pick his brain about it next.
And he thinks he's related to someone here.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm fat and that's that.
We are joined by a man so renowned within the Triple M office, he has his own intro.
Our next guest used to man the buttons on this show.
G'day, you dangerous.
I'm so fat, I'm a big, big fatty. Oh.
If you do any more fat jokes, I'll punch you in the guts.
These days, he's bringing good times and rock's greatest hits to your morning. And before we bring him back on our show, we just need to make sure everything's tied down.
Did you pinch a lawnmower?
I've got the lawnmower at home. Here you go.
Yes, you did then.
Yeah, right.
I've got the Makita and the blower and the head, as well.
A mattress, apparently.
A temper mattress?
A mattress. I forgot about that. $10,000 worth.
How did you pinch that?
Please welcome Dangerous Dave Williams.
Now, Leash Dangerous.
Yes.
We've had you on already this week. This is quite extraordinary. Why have we got you back on?
Twice in 1 week. I'm so thrilled to be back on the Rush Hour. Thank you, boys.
Why are you on?
Well, I don't really know why I'm on. I'm on because, the Foo Fighters. We had an amazing experience today for our Triple M club members, Bill, where we flew to Sydney and we had a breakfast session with the brand new album. Now, the album comes out tomorrow called But Here We Are, and it was Dave Grohl's idea that each country around the planet, starting with New Zealand at dawn, have a special listening party, or not so much a party, it's more of a reflection, so it was an event. Yeah. And we were second in Australia, obviously, so we were the second to hear the album anywhere in the world.
And?
Brilliant. So good. It's a heartbreaking record, as we know that Taylor Hawkins, that we lost last year, drummer with the Foo Fighters, and Dave Grohl lost his mother as well, who was so important in his musical upbringing as well. So he lost a couple of really close people to him, so this is really a healing record, I suppose, but it, there's some sad moments. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. When the record finished, people were bawling.
Mm. Is it a rock album? Oh, you've got something to play there.
Yeah. Look, Jim, there's some like acoustic kind of stuff. He does a song with his daughter as well, Violet, and I think she's like 16 or 17 now, a song called Show Me How, which is brilliant. It's just him and her, so not a lot of guitars, but there are some thumping guitars. There's going to be some big anthems. If they ever come back out to Australia and tour, I can guarantee some songs from this this new record will be. If you've ever lost anyone sort of close to you, this is really, really going to stick with you, this record, I reckon.
Well, Dange, we've got a bit of a hook from one of the singles off that album's called Rescued. Here it is.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing that one all throughout the day on Triple M. Good. It is an absolute ripper song. Very Fooey's, Dave.
Yeah, very Fooey's. And this is where I think Dave does his best songwriting too, when it's sort of coming from sort of pain and adversity as well. You know, songs like Everlong sort of started in that area. So this is a cracking record. And it's like the old days, Jim, of an album. So, you know, from start to finish, it takes you on a journey. Like these days, a lot of songs come and go and you sort of hear the singles, but if you like your albums and you go on a car trip and listen to the whole thing together, it all sort of makes sense and the pieces get put together. It's brilliant.
Don't just remind me of the new drummer, please. His name?
Josh Fries is the new drummer.
Yep.
Session musician. I think he's played in something like he's played over 500 songs with different bands from, you know, The Cure to Weezer, everyone in between, and they all love him. So, he's brilliant.
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. Now, also, while we've got him here.
What?
Have you pinched any food while you've been up there in the Sydney studios?
Something
How
in from them.
Very dare you. My phone went nuts the other day, by the way.
Oh, it should.
No, it was not. You throw me right under the bus. You know I'm not the. I did not steal steroids.
Listen to him.
Oh, listen to you.
You fired me up again. I'm not taking gluten-free freaking lasagna with no meat. No.
Dangerous. They've got a big prize covered up there in Sydney. Yeah. And my understanding
not bad,
is
actually. You've I've dived your snout into it. Back with me.
We blower and a mower and a mattress. Hey, where are you ringing from today? It's nice and clear.
Oh, Jesus.
Where?
Well, I'm ringing from the landline at home. Yes, I still have a landline.
No,
I said to Whitney, I said, I'll fire up the phone in the office and it's still connected to a land. Does anybody use landlines anymore?
No.
No.
So does it ring at night?
Yeah, you get your telemarketers now and then.
Now, dangerous.
Landline.
Yeah. Bill's just come forward with a topics brownless.
Very good.
Who are you related to? Unusual.
Yes. Oh.
So in the preamble to it, Whit's come in, our producer, who you know well.
Mm. Yes.
And she said, well, dangerous, we could get on to do this phone topic.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I said, how and why?
Because I'm related to someone on this show.
And it's not me and it's not Rabsy.
Jim. My great-grandmother was a Brayshaw.
Oh, piss off. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
You don't have any of the royal blood in your bloody veins. Have a look at you.
You're not entitled, unlike
exactly
this
right.
flock.
Hell are you on about dangerous?
I am telling you right now, my cousin is a genealogist.
What's her name?
Her name's Jenny. Jenny the genealogist. True story. And she's looked into it. She said, yeah, we're absolutely related to James Brayshaw, without question. No, so
you're not the only slippery little nipsy to try and
get in the money.
Exactly right. But none, I'm mean, having none of that dangerous. Have a look both, at your bonds for a start.
We're both very handsome operators. So.
Oh, no,
have
Jim.
Have a look at dangerous.
So he might come to the wedding.
Seriously, got a head like a bum. I've been saying it for many years.
Dangerous might come to the wedding, Jim, do you reckon?
Right. Oh, there we go. Cuz.
Are you back? No, you'll end up thumping the champagne flutes.
The knives and forks.
Exactly right. No chance I'm seeing you, dangerous.
No, it's true. So my Mary Ann Brayshaw was my great-grandmother, and I've looked at the lineage, and it all dates back to York in England. And, yeah, mate, we are, you and I, we should do, if you do a DNA test,
there's
we'll come
no
up
no chance of that, dangerous.
Righto, dangerous, got to go. See ya.
All right, then. Thanks, guys.
You can hear Dange from 9 until midday every day on Triple M. We love him. We love Dangerous Dave.
This
is Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's your cousin.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I know where I'm going down the Play FM.
Play FM. We are not far away from chatting to Lawrence O'Toole, if you don't mind, one of the great wood choppers.
Axeman.
On
one,
this earth.
Two. Three. World of sport, Jim. I loved it.
We're also going to find out what you were doing on another station. Like you contracted to this station and there was no money involved.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, I know there was.
Got an envelope.
So, that's coming up.
Yep.
But now, time for this.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Froppy time!
It's Thirsty Thursday.
I said have a beer!
Have a beer!
For Thirsty Camel's Hump Club, for exclusive weekly offers and rewards, membership has its perks. Join in store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly.
Only 7 games in round 12 for you boys to have a think about today.
Exactly. So the Lions, Frio, the Saints and Sydney have a bye, yes. Jimmy boy. So they'll have a nice weekend off.
Mm.
But Melbourne take on Carlton, Friday night footy, MCG. The D's need a win. They've
they
dropped
do.
Their last two.
Their last two. Both been tight losses, but they have lost them. Yep.
What about Carlton? Oh, do they need?
They've six dropped, of their last seven, are they now down?
Yeah, lost the last four, six of the last seven. On and off the field, there's trouble there, isn't there? On the field, off the field. There's only one way you stop all that rot.
Yes,
you
sing
win.
The club song.
Yes, that would be nice. Mm. Do we see a different Carlton? They come out and just go offensive.
Well, that's what we've heard.
Yeah, Daisy is floating that.
That's what we've heard is going to happen. I like Melbourne in this, guys. I just think they're better.
I'm with you, Jim. Melbourne win that one there. Port Adelaide, Hawthorn. Port Adelaide, eight in a row.
Camel. No, Port. The club record they'll break.
Well, if they win this one, eight in a row.
Oh, they win that. Hawthorn are better.
I like what's going on down there on the field. On the field, they've been all right, the Hawks. They're going right.
No doubt about that. And they were amazing kicking the last five to beat Ross, the boss's team, but
exactly.
I think if the game was at Marvel,
different.
Maybe different, but over there, I think Port Adelaide, too good, 9 in a row club record.
Exactly, and Tom Jonas not playing their captain,
yes.
Who's available, so that is interesting.
The West Coast Eagles, Collingwood in Perth.
18th versus 1st.
Mm.
West Coast are 1-10, Collingwood are 10-1.
Did you ever think, I'm just looking at one of the agencies, and you know I don't bet,
yeah.
But did you ever think we would see the day where the West Coast Eagles for a home game would be paying $11.50. I can't believe when I see that bill, I can't believe it.
Can you believe it's been only, what, 2 years since it's all blown up over there? It's unreal.
For the best part of 30 years, they have been a powerhouse in this comp. And at home, you couldn't touch them.
Collingwood are about $1.02, by the way.
It's so actually amazing.
The only positive I can find from the West Coast Eagle is Oscar Allen.
Yep,
I think he's kicked 30 goals for the year. So well done to him. And Collingwood, we just love them. They're flying. Good team footy. Go the Maggies.
Yeah, all right. What about Western Bulldogs, Cats?
Oh, good game this one. I tell you what, the Cats, do they need win? A win. They dropped their last three. They got no midfield. So the boy they picked up last night, Mitch Hardy, he might go straight in and play.
Surely he doesn't go straight in.
Well, he's been playing good footy over in the Sandful, so he might.
Doesn't have to learn the system or anything?
No, straight in. Just he might even be the most experienced bloke in the midfield. They've got no one in there, whereas the Western Bulldogs have. They've got a good midfield there. But then they got to bounce back. They were disappointing last week up in Darwin, weren't they?
All right. Suns, Crows?
Well, the Suns are very good in Darwin.
They love it up there.
Been up there for the week.
Sticky and hot.
Yeah.
The conditions they love.
Well, they've stayed up there all week and they wait for the Crows, who we like the Crows. They're seventh on the ladder, the Crows. They're going really, really well.
That's even betting.
Can't split them.
Righto.
A toss of the coin.
I like Gold Coast.
I'm going
conditions.
With the Gold Coast.
Texans having another good year, isn't
he? Yeah, very good year.
Did he just sign on again? Or
very almost. Good year.
Almost.
Giants, Tigers, 14-15.
Good game.
Giants Stadium.
Well, Giants, their pressure last week, and of course, Toby, never call again. Someone said last night, why is Toby such a good footballer? I couldn't really answer him because...
Well, he's a natural footballer.
No,
is what
but he's not the fittest bloke.
He plays on instinct and has blissful skills.
I know, but he's not the fittest bloke
but
you'll ever see.
But he can grab it in the air. He's rare because he's not a big bloke.
No.
He can grab it in the air, but then at ground level, he's
freakish. Not in the weight room. No. I don't reckon.
Natural footballer, Bill.
That's what it is, back in the old days. So that's a good game because the Tigers would love to have a win also, but I think the Giants up there at Giants Stadium.
Essendon, North Melbourne finishes us up at Marvel 4:40 Sunday.
Interesting game, Jim. Bombers are eighth and they're going okay. But North, the last couple of weeks, we've taken a bit of interest in them with these young boys in the midfield playing good footy. Larky kicking some goals. So they're half a chance
half
here,
half a chance. Oh, look, I still think Essendon start warm favourites, but it'll be a tighter game than people think.
You know what they'll take away? They kicked six goals in the last quarter against Collingwood, against one of the better sides.
Big Suv.
Yeah.
So, it's given the bloody supply he gets.
Yeah, exactly.
He and Oscar Allen have both been superb.
Little dibby kicks. He just kicks them over the goal.
Doesn't matter.
They
only have to go
that's
through.
That's all we have to do. I think the Bombers just win again, but North will be thereabouts.
All right.
There you go.
Next, for Thirsty Camel. I hope the Camel.
Oh, Taron Thomas might play too.
Yeah, we saw that. That would be interesting.
It would be, yes.
Well, they do need him in, and he needs to deliver on his talent. He's got lots of it.
Yep.
Well, that is Thirsty Thursday on the Rush Hour. Thanks to Thirsty Camel's Hump Club for exclusive weekly offers and rewards. Membership has its perks. Join in-store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly. Even camels get thirsty.
Do they?
I haven't listened to him.
I think he's just cranky.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, grills.
Did you say the Prince
he's
William?
He's going to helicopter in and just live out in the backyard.
Helicopter.
Rosie Welton's popped in, not for feedback, though, for something else that's happened earlier today, Rosie.
Well, there's some feedback sort of involved with it towards the end. But for those of you who don't know, Triple M has a sister station and they are at the end of the hallway, pretty much.
Right. Say who they are.
Fox.
Yeah.
Fifi Box, Brendan Favola and Nick.
Cody.
Don't look at me like that. Broadcasting for the next 27 hours straight. So they started this morning as they normally would at breakfast time, 6 a.m., and they're going through to 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. There's all these restrictions because it's proper Guinness Book of Records.
Oh.
So if you have a guest on to try and fill some space, they can't talk for more than a minute. So if you talk for a minute, they've got to cut you off, otherwise they'll be out.
Right.
They have to take no more than 5 minute break so they can bank them. They have to nap together. Very, very
strict. Two people sitting there on a table.
Yeah, people who are like monitoring it. There's, you know, all sorts of rules and regulations.
It's weird because normally your guests last a lot longer than a minute. So it's a worth through them.
No, it's just speaking like now. If I speak more than a minute.
Oh, just you on your own.
And you've cut in.
Oh, right.
So an interview
can go longer than a minute.
Yeah.
So a lot of guests have rolled through the day so far, including Eddie Maguire.
Yes.
Marty Sheargold.
Ooh, yes.
The Prime Minister.
Nice.
Anthony Albanese.
Well done.
Hamish Blake.
Oh, stars.
big, big stars.
Big stars.
On and right then? Now is Bill's cousin, Dennis Pagan.
Is he on there? Is he in there? I'm going to drag
no,
him down here.
Let's see if he'd come in.
Well, we're cousins.
But from 2:30 to 2:45, who do you think was on today?
The bar was lowered.
No, it wasn't.
They went from big stars.
Spike.
To fat.
15 minutes of fat on Fox.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
I am going to put it in.
You should put it in an invoice.
And it was all fair dinkum, Jim. I thought it was all a bit of fun. But as we said, the people
very
are there
strict.
And they've got stopwatches
oh,
and
yeah,
all that.
Things.
I've never seen so many donuts, coffee,
well,
cannoli.
You had a donut before.
One of theirs.
Did, Jim. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Stole one of their donuts.
Some sherbet bombs.
And he had some sherbet bombs and a cannoli from Fox.
And custard and everything. It's just everything down there.
Mm-hmm. There's also like a YouTube stream of it as well. So you can see the goings on of a radio show, which I'm sure is very fascinating for people. There's some comments that I'll get to later. But they've got the stream on. So the show is broadcast and you have the flicking cameras like you would see on our videos usually. But Bill was sort of with his back to the door. And it's the main shot was right behind Bill's shoulders. And he took up so much of the camera that it actually broke the live stream.
Oh, did my not. God.
It did.
He's gone in there and broken their stream.
Did it not? Rabs, you were there.
It 100% said the stream is temporarily unavailable.
Well, so I've never been. Whatever fat, that was. You broke their stream.
Jim, I've never been into the studio. I walk in, they say, stand there, fat. So I stood there.
So you did and broke their stream.
I didn't know there was islands in the stream.
It was back on. So Bill thought he'd taken some craft to lift their spirits.
Content.
Content.
That's what it was, content.
Here's the first bit of content.
Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you all here. It's a hump day quiz, Wednesday, 31st of May, which is yesterday. But, what breakfast cereal was advertised as Iron Man food?
Fuzzy!
Of course she's going to know.
Oh,
of course she's going to know. She.
Well, actually,
her
we didn't.
Kid, her kid is the Iron Man.
No, well, sorry.
Dad.
Oh, I didn't mean that, but.
Did you mean that?
That's where Kenny. No. Of course she's going to know that.
Well done, Fee.
So, a little bit awkward.
So, a bit of walks.
I started asking it, and then I thought, hang on. There's a bit of.
So, to explain in English, the father of Boxy's first child is Grant Kenny,
who was the Iron Man
in that ad that we're talking about.
You didn't think about that. Anyway, she took it like a champ.
Yeah, she is. They play a game over there called Alpha Bucks, which is a quick, you got to think quick.
Yes.
Think on your feet.
Good at.
And they got Bill to play. Here we go. The letter C, question one, Billy Brownless. Name a Melbourne suburb.
Campbell.
A pub.
The Cremorne. Hotel, Cremorne, yes.
A shape.
A cube.
An adjective. You can say pass.
He doesn't know what it is.
Pass.
Pass. A dessert.
A custard.
A ball sport.
Cricket.
A European city.
Casablanca.
A band.
The Crowded House.
A herbal spice.
A
cinnamon.
Chili.
A word to describe James Brayshaw.
Head.
You nearly won.
I got nine.
Champion?
Nine.
Well, that didn't come to mind.
The first word I couldn't say.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Yes. And you can't say
I'm
it either.
I'm not allowed to say it.
The longer version of it.
You also incorrectly answered
Casablanca
as
a
European country.
It's
African.
Well, they had no idea.
But you still got it anyway.
Yeah. Copenhagen?
There's plenty of options. Mm-hmm. But some of the comments on YouTube, Cos Paolo, that's the most coherent Billy has ever sounded.
Yes.
Up my grade.
Because it was when everything was going a bit weird and it made everyone's voice go funny. So that's why.
I upped my grade.
I did. Anyway, a nice little spike, I think, because I brought energy to the room.
Rosie's still talking.
You can see some video on our Triple M Rush Hour Instagram. Ollie Pike said, couldn't think of an adjective until he had to describe Jing. Ha ha ha.
Yes.
Not that good, I didn't think.
Co-head.
Oh.
Thank you, Rosie. You can see the video up on Triple M Rush Hour Instagram. Lawrence O'Toole in the studio next.
Lawrence. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We can shut that gate. Yes.
That's shut. Another gate shut. There are a lot of gates shut, Jim. Nobody gates open.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by one of the most successful wood choppers, not only in Australia, JB, the world, Lawrence O'Toole.
Triple M's Rush Hour is no stranger to wielding an axe.
Chopped a bloody ton of wood.
Oh, you've done nothing, you flog.
I'll tell you what, I now just got to get my hands in ice.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
But our next guest does it better than anyone, having won the 2018 Steel Timber Sports World Championship.
Please give it up for Australia, for our winner. Lawrence O'Toole!
300 titles.
300?
Can you believe that?
No.
Mainstay of the Chopperoos.
Yes.
And our man, the Bulleen Flyer. Hello to you, Lawrence.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the world's best.
You've had a great year. I think you've won two world championships this year. I saw you at the Melbourne show. You're very good there. And then won the world champs.
Yeah,
so you've had a good year.
100%, Bill. I started off very strongly this year, winning the qualifier for the Champions Trophy to represent Australia at Rotterdam. And following that, a couple of weeks later, I won the individual wood chopping world championships in Sydney. So
jeez,
going along all right.
And so, fair to say, a couple of years ago, you weren't sure where you're heading. They're just struggling a bit.
Yeah, you know, like I've probably had a good solid 15, 20 years at the top in the sport, and got to be a turn in the, you know, ability at some stage. But this year has probably been the best year I've ever had. So onwards and upwards.
So, Lawrence, do you now understand how disgraceful Bill's behaviour is? Because off air, you told him everything he's just said to try and make himself sound like an expert in wood chopping when he knows nothing about it.
I know how to stock saw and underhand chop. How fit are you?
As far as wood chopping goes, I'm pretty fit, yeah.
Could you run 10 laps, 10 cuts?
No, but I'm very fit for what I need to do.
Yeah. So how do you stay fit with that, just by chopping wood?
I chop a lot and prepare myself for the event that I've got to do. So sometimes you need to only go for a race that's 15 seconds, sometimes minute 30. So you need to be good at both ends of the scale.
So I don't know if you're aware, Lawrence, about Bill's own history of in wood chopping. No. He was told when he went to do a celebrity chop.
At the Melbourne show.
Be very careful because the blades are really...
You were there? That was you, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, mate, that was me. I was in charge of all safety instructions, and any time I ever get a celebrity to chop since that day, I always tell them what you did live on TV.
It was on
sliced
TV.
Sliced his back open.
That's it.
Well, no, because Lawrence goes, now, you've got to be very careful.
Well,
they've sharp these bloody things, how sharp they are. He went through, did, told us all that. And all I did was put it over my shoulder.
Yeah, and bang.
The wrong way.
The wrong way.
So the axe went into my back, wrecked my shirt, by the way.
Beautiful Gantt shirt it was. Brand new jumper.
And I had to go off and get stitches. It was unbelievable. Shit, they're sharp.
Yeah, well, don't blame me.
No, I wasn't blaming
Lawrence
you.
Lawrence told you that before you started.
But I'm from the country, so I know how to throw an axe over my shoulder.
Of course
just
you do.
The wrong way.
That's normally what gets you in trouble. If you think you're from the country and know a little bit about it, you just think too much and you don't appreciate, you know, how sharp it is.
So explain to people like me who have no idea what the four disciplines are. Stock saw, underhand chop, single buck and standing. I know what the standing block chop is. Yes. That's the one we've all seen.
It's actually a very different concept. It's more like your 2020 cricket version of wood chopping. It's a knockout competition. So they have the top 16 in the world. They have a time trial the day before. You get ranked 1 to 16. One cut 16 in a knockout format, you keep going till the end.
Jeez.
But the event is you start with the steel stock saw and you cut a single wheel off, put that down, run across, cut it underhand, finish that.
What's underhand?
One where you stand on and chop between the feet, the one that you had a go at.
Yeah.
Then you go to the single buck, which is the one-man cross-cut saw, cut a wheel off that, then run across and finish on the standing block, which is simulating falling a tree. So all those four events together in a row. And you win, you move on to the next round.
How long does that all take?
Should be about a minute each round, but it gets pretty tight at the end and you have to back-to-back sort of semi-final into final.
Geez.
And you got to do it four times to win the event. Yeah. So it's pretty hard.
Any good money in it?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a millionaire or anything from it, but I got great memories.
Yeah. And what about, do you have a favourite axe? Like he's got a favourite cricket bat and...
Well, not anymore.
It's funny you should ask, Bill. I have a few favourite axes. I name a fair few of them.
How many?
Probably 80 or 90 still, but I've got
80 or 90
axes.
I know you laugh about it, but because I chop all around the world, I've got axes in America that I leave there. I've got axes in Spain that I leave there. I've got axes all around Australia that I leave there. It's like a golf set of golf clubs. Yeah. You just leave and you don't have to take it everywhere you go.
How much? Because it's bloody heavy.
And how much a good axe? If I went down to
a brand new axe, competition axe, is about $900.
Fair income.
Yeah.
Why that expense? Is it in the wood, in the handle?
No, the quality of the steel, the axe. The handle's American hickory, but basically all the same in the handle quality, but the axe is where the real quality lies.
And so given how much steel I can see on your shirt, they're your sponsor? They provide you with the axes? No?
No, still run the competition. So yeah, we're all grateful that Steel runs such great competitions, but... No, I've got a few personal sponsors of mine.
We'll give them a
rip. Yeah, give them a run.
Yeah, mate, I've got the old Hare and Forbes Machinery Warehouse.
So. Hare and Forbes?
Good. That's right. Northern Nissan. So the boys down there at Bundura
good.
Look after me, well Paulie. Done. And, yeah, Komatsu Forest. So.
What, you chop them down?
No, they sell all the big harvester machines that fell the plantation timber. So. Right.
And now I've got something for you to have a listen to. This will bring back some great memories, Lawrence O'Toole.
Excellent. Ready, go, 1, 2, 3.
How good was that back in the day on the World of Sport, Jim? We used to all watch it. It was fantastic.
Lawrence is looking at Bill like, what is that?
Yeah, Bill, I was about 3 at that stage.
But you know all about that. It's all in the bloody family.
I grew up as a woodchopper, so I watched those videos all the time. Still don't mind watching a few of them. My dad was definitely one of the great champions back in that era.
He was.
Who was the big bastards from Tassie?
Dave Foster.
Yeah, that was him as well. He come over for World of Sport a couple of times.
Yeah, they were great. Mm. The big, and then the best ones, like that bloke would be halfway through it and he's still waiting there. 7, 8, go, and he's bloody, yeah. And then he'd come from nowhere.
See, that's why I like the steel timber sports, because there's no handicap. And it's, you know, the best man, and it's only the top athletes that qualify for the events.
And they had the cycling, remember the cycling? Nothing to do with wood chopping. Yeah. And they'd nearly run off the thing and try and get back on.
I do, but the boys are bringing it up.
Sounds like Bill's ready to run another variety night.
So do you recreationally chop, Lawrence? Can you ever be asked doing that?
Well, I chop every weekend at the small country shows just to keep, you know, in tune and practice. It's pretty much recreational sport. Like that, but then you come to the serious events where you really set yourself and you train for them full time.
Oh, so I ask that because I'm an exceptional woodchopper.
No, Jim, you wouldn't know which
I get a ton delivered in the old place. I've got gas fires at the minute, Lawrence. I'm not happy about them. I'm a traditionalist. But when I get a ton delivered, yes, I go through it real quick.
It's all chopped.
I still notice that your number one Instagram post is that firewood delivery.
And the late, great Danny Frawley, he nearly cried. He loved that. No. I said, what are you laughing at? I've been a wood chopper all my life.
No, you got no idea and you're soft.
A ton.
No.
I worked my way through, Lawrence. And it's all about the grain of the wood, isn't it? You got to work through the grain.
100%, mate.
Have a listen. He knows.
So when you finish up, you could do that. Chop wood and throw it in the trailer and then bring it around the house.
Mate, I have a lot of firewood for my training, so it is hard to get rid of sometimes, but I reckon James would be all right.
Chop wood. Look at his hands.
Mate, it's all about coordination. You hit a golf ball pretty well. You can split wood pretty well.
That's why you can't.
That's why I was a good cricketer.
Oh, yeah.
And so Saturday off to Rotterdam. That's in the Netherlands, Jim.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. And then when's the actual tournament on?
Yeah, well, I arrive Sunday and I'll start a training camp Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hit the ground running, and then time trial Friday, comp Saturday night.
Ooh. And who do you take with you? Do you have some people to help you out? An axe carrier or something?
Yeah, I've got management from Steel coming along, helping me out. Well, and I got another. I'll go with the rookie because there's a rookie competition, so... Another kid from New South Wales, Curtis Bennett, will be coming along to represent Australia, and the woman, Jodie Butel, representing the women for Australia.
Oh, good. And what's your uniform?
My uniform, the old green and gold, Bill.
Oh, good.
It's representing Australia, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
In the Chopperoos.
I know the Chopperoos.
This event, by the way, is being held in the stunning surrounds in the port of Rotterdam called?
Onder Zee Boots Loads.
I'm glad you didn't ask me.
That's not a port, surely, is it?
I didn't even know where it was at.
That's where I just said it.
Bootloads.
Onder Zee Bootloads. There you go. How do you say it, Jim? I've never heard of the bloody stupid port.
To bloody say it.
Now you don't, Melbourne.
Do you know Batto from Still?
Yes.
Big Batto?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now he's just mentioning random.
No, he just got married, Big Batto, and he's a good Geelong boy. He's been a Still for 20 years, so he would have helped you out over the journey.
Well, probably not with product like you. He's helping you out with all the sides of it.
Hey, mate, you're a bloody champion. 300 titles is extraordinary. The mainstay, as I said, Bill, of our national team.
Yes.
Heading to Rotterdam. Good luck. Great to see you.
Thanks a lot.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Daisy Thomas,
yes,
who's doing the next week and a half.
Probably 2 weeks, to be honest.
It might be, depending on how much fun I'm having.
Oh, yes.
And also the Brag Artist on a Friday.
Always good.
Always good. The Friday helping superb ahead of Melbourne Carlton at the Triple MCG. But now.
Been a good show.
Been a very good show. Actually, an extraordinarily good show. So it'd be nice to finish with a good joke.
It would be.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Come on, Fat.
Absolutely. Make sure you head into Bunnings for some great tax time deals and tips. Check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store, Bill. Or
online. Didn't the bloke just say that?
Yeah, he did. But I've got to do it as well. It's part of the
agreement.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor yesterday with the wife, Jim.
Did you?
Some very good news, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said I should touch myself whenever I feel like it. No, he didn't. He said you could have a stroke at any time.
So, masturbation joke.
No, Jim. Jim, don't go down that line.
Masturbating.
No, Jim.
That's what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
100% is.
I could just touch myself anywhere. Hands, look at the teeth,
girls
knees,
out there. Girls are disgusted.
Head and toes. They're not disgusted.
They are. Look, both of them are disgusted.
Oh, these two blow-ins over here, they've got no idea what's going
on.
Oh, hang on.
I'm also hearing you told this joke 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Rabs, I asked you that.
No.
I don't remember it.
You're as bad as me.
Within the last month, you have told this joke.
No, it was a bit different.
Oh, was it?
I didn't add that.
You used a different word.
I went to the doctor with the wife. I didn't use that bit. So
April
it's a new
21.
Joke. What?
Just had it confirmed from Maddie in the booth.
Oh, jeez.
Do you want to go again?
Find another one.
I've got another one.
All right, another joke. That one was in a probes anyway.
Here we go. This is Billy's joke. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Here we go, Rabs. Go. For all great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
There you go.
How would you say that bloke's old nuts out there? How would you say he's... Sloppy Joey's got on.
Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What would you call it, Jim?
Get telling
Le
the
Coq Sportif.
Yeah, it's an old brand. Been around for years. Right, here we go. Something humorous.
You'd call it Le Coq Sportif. The Titanic sunk over 100 years ago, Jim. So they've been sending down cameras and submarines to check out the ship. Researchers are blown away, Jim, and can't believe how good a condition the ship is still in. There's even the pool is full of water.
Better. That's a better joke, Fat.
I still like me.
No, I don't mind that one.
The pool's
well, given it's at the bottom of the ocean.
No, the pool
probably got some water in it.
I wasn't even going to explain it.
No. I don't mind it.
He said you
Whereas
could have
the
a...
other one was in approach.
He said I could have a stroke at any time.
Thank you.
I told you, told it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, bullshit.
You are fault.
I asked you, wrapped it. No, I hadn't heard that before.
There it is. Bull's fault. Bull's fault. There we are. Not bad.